Komo e awa tamanui, France and TNA, and this is your Wātea English News. The Dean of AUT's Law School says the Supreme Court's decision that Mike Smith's case against climate change emitters can be heard as a game changer for the legal system. The court this week overturned a court of appeal ruling the case against seven of New Zealand's largest companies had no chance of success and sent it back to the High Courts. Professor Carly Quint says it's a consolidation of moves over the past decades to consider tikanga as part of the whakapapa of the legal system in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Mike is essentially asking, in this particular area of law, which is called torts, essentially asking them to incorporate our views of what is considered harmful, who can be harmed and by whom. So the idea of harm from, as you mentioned, corporate emitters, and the fact that that harm is intergenerational. So it's a game changer.
Carly Quint says the Supreme Court has been very progressive for some of the best legal minds in the judiciary, including Justice Sir Joe Williams, but it remains to be seen whether lower court judges will be equally progressive. A member of the protest group Toitū Te Tiriti says the next generation showed at Waitangi it is ready to challenge the government. Eru Kapakingi says this year's Waitangi Day celebrations at Waitangi were the biggest he's seen. He says they're building on the legacy of past protest movements.
Really, we're doing justice to the mahi of the old guard and involving the people and involving the game, because if we do what we've always done, we'll get what we've always got. And this isn't to be disparaging of past efforts. These are all the foundation and the platforms upon which my generation stand. But we're here to really shake things up.
Eru Kapakingi says his reanga showed their aspiration to regain political power in Aotearoa. A Māori technology ethicist is warning the rollout of facial recognition technology in supermarkets could have unintended consequences. Foodstuffs is putting the system in up to 25 North Island New World and Pack and Save supermarkets. It says it needs to do something about brazen theft and verbal and physical abuse of staff, and regular shoppers have nothing to fear. Dr. Kraitiana Tairu says overseas the technology has performed poorly when it comes to people of colour, Asians and other minorities.
The Privacy Commissioner has come out in the media stating he's keeping a very close eye on this trial. And academics such as myself, we need to keep on sharing the research from overseas that does say that minorities will be discriminated against.
Dr. Tairu says he's concerned Māori will be subject to mistaken identity, and facial moko could also create challenges for the software. And that's your Wātea English News.